Yeah, I think we've had this conversation before, because then it brought me to that kid who got his head chopped off on that water slide. Pretty sick.
On a water slide?
Yeah, he was like one of those water slides that's just a straight drop.
Speed slide.
Yeah, like a fucking 200-foot.
200-foot?
Like a giant thing. I don't know how
tall. When you're getting lift?
Yeah, but I think he got too much lift and his head got caught on the fencing. And his head ripped off. And then I think his parents were at the bottom.
Yeah.
So just a pool of blood. Anyway.
Just his head.
Yeah, and then they had to sue. Like, it was like the case of the Johnsons versus the death slide. You know what I mean? It
had like the vortex.
Suicide slide.
Are you a pussy 4000?
Yeah. Versus the Meachums of Kansas City.
Also, too, it's just like, Your Honor, the guy defending the water slide being like, clearly they signed up saying this was the ultimate extreme experience. And getting your head cut off is pretty extreme, Your Honor, I would say. I'd rest my case.
I think the judge, that has to be like, yes. It is the language. The language is accurate. This was extreme.
We did say, are you ready?
3, 2.
Oh, man, that sucks. Dude, yeah. I didn't tell you this. I've been battling my smoke detectors.
That's a tough battle.
I got woken up. I resolve the issue. I got to buy a new one.
Probably have a haunted house. Those things pick up ghosts.
They must, dude. I woke up the one morning, 5 a.m., just full. This thing in my room is screaming. Just full, setting off all the other ones.
You got a kid.
Yeah, dude. So I'm like.
Woke the fucking kid up.
Dude, exactly. It's a whole. Dude, there's like my dogs, too. It fucks my dogs up the most. My dogs came up freaking out. Jackson will have like diarrhea.
If whole family happens, fell apart.
Dude.
Smoke alarm can take down your family unit.
I just reacted. Yeah, the family's bugging, dude. I just reacted, dude.
I'm positive the whole family is crushed by these smoke alarms.
Exactly. So I'm like, Brittany, cover her ears, because I don't know how loud this shit is. So I run downstairs, and before I even know what I'm doing, I'm upstairs. I have the ladder. I hit myself in the knee with the ladder in the hallways. I'm like running in the dark. I open the ladder. I take the smoke detector down, and I was fucking naked, dude. I was balls naked on this ladder. Just disassembling the wire nuts. And then like I look down, she has like, Brittany has like a flashlight flashing on me.
On the penis.
It's an full emergency penis, dude.
Oh.
So it's like my penis in the midst of an emergency. And then like, I don't know if you ever put a flashlight to your pubes. They're just like horrible. Yeah, there's like pube shadows on my
shadow thighs. Is huge. It's a giant shadow. Yeah. So it accentuates your pubes, but somehow your penis remains accentuated.
Well, I also had put on my sneakers to like ground me, so I didn't have like, I had like, so I wasn't barefoot to metal.
You were wearing like sneakers?
I'm working hot,
so
bro.
You looked like a porn, like you were in a porn. You were wearing sneakers, yeah, dong out.
Exactly.
On a ladder.
Bush. I was like a 19.
How's that bush?
It's pretty wicked right
Fuck,
now.
Fuck, I forgot to trim my bush.
Yeah, my bush is fucking heavy right Fuck. Now. Salt and pepper, by the way, too. Yeah. So I have a salt and pep bush.
Wait, you have gray pubes?
I got the George Clooney bush.
Damn.
Yeah, I got the George Clooney emergency tennis, and I have my sneakers on, and I'm on a ladder just being like, cover her ears. And I'm sitting there, and I'm more obviously, I work hot. Because you go to the panel, usually they don't label the smoke detectors in a house because they don't want you turning off the smoke detectors. So I'm like, I didn't see which one it was. So I have no other choice. And I'm a little tester. I'm working hot. I'm just on, I'm like beeping the thing, and I just have emergency tennis on a ladder at like 5 a.m. before I realized like, it was like in that emergency state, I was purely unaware of the fact that I had my tennis going. It's cool, man. You want to hog the fucking whole pirate map? You know?
I got to fucking find it.
I'm over here trying to look good too with some of that. I want to look over all some right, of this pirate map, dude. We get a little bit of that over here,
fucking
dude.
Salt lamps are fucking heavy. Dude. Heavy they suck. Fuck. Even the small one's heavy.
I was surprised at how heavy the small one was as well. Yeah, I'm going to look cool and look good on camera with my pirate map, dude. You're giving me white bear
pirate
table.
Pirate map sucks, dude.
We're going to find out. We have a U-line
I'm
table
down here by Parrot's Bay. You're up in Coral Sea. This was made in China by somebody who just figured out pirates.
Oh, this was Parrot's Bay. Yeah, this was actually sent.
Mayan ruins are at the bottom of this island.
Yeah, man. Remember them?
By Buccaneer Bay. Little Bay.
Yeah, man. This was sent directly from China in the midst of the coronavirus epidemic. I ordered it and I was like, can't wait for my pirate map thing. And I got a package that had all like the
China sent over a bunch of smallpox blankets to the white man through the form of worthless trinkets. Yeah. That's how we're going to be remembered. The same way, like, you know, when we sold shit to the Indians, we're like, they traded Manhattan for like beads.
Yeah.
It's going to be us. To be like, we got like a couple drones and flat screen TVs. People in the future are like, why the fuck did they want that?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I'm laughing too about our how like the internet's going to become the most like complex technology. It's probably going to span through like different planets and shit. And yeah. then it's just like we're going to be the cave paintings on there of just a guy being like fag. Instead of like instead of a buffalo yeah. on the wall, it's just going to be like fag.
I wonder,
well, why do they do that? It's like, oh, they just like to say fag all the time.
It's funny. If, I wonder if they found cave paintings that were like that.
Oh, they must have.
They
so
just never funny. Reported them. It was just like, yeah, fucking.
It was just them. It was just them.
Called like, the other tribe gay for a while. And no one knew who was doing it. They just kept carving fag into the rocks and running away.
I mean, it had to have been no better than a fucking like porta potty saw in terms of like the content.
Yeah. I like mean, the thing is I think for the most part back then, the like nobody could do what those guys were doing really.
Yeah.
When it came to like painting stuff and like carving shit into the rocks. So it was like, I think a select few.
Who could do it?
I think. Or we only found a few. Maybe there were. There had to be that.
Constantly,
now that I'm thinking about it, there had to be the basically every cave was the inside of a like a bathroom stall at like a truck stop where it's just like suck my dick pussy and then the next line's like you have no dick fag and then the next line's like wouldn't you like to know. Like, dude, every oh man, the best of the conversations like the pen written into a poorly painted bathroom stall like best. A convo like a back and forth rules.
It's like call this number for a good time, why are you giving your mom's number away? Fuck you, retard.
Fuck you, that's not my mom. Something like a
then
month
it's
later.
Another guy, I fucked both your moms. It's like, yeah, it's pretty tight.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, the same, it's that's dogs, you know, pissing on something and being like, this is mine now.
Yeah.
Humans do that. Yeah, we just do that with bathroom stalls. With like, words. Swastika.
True.
This I mean, is my bathroom stall now.
I'm still getting on that guy. I still can't get over the dude who was just like, that's me. It's like, there's me at Iguazu Falls.
Oh, the guy
there's
who
me there.
Hit me with the...
Me and my boy behind a burning
dude,
swastika.
Burning swastika on the ground. Him saluting. Him throwing a Nazi salute, smiling. And he was like... He just like showed it to me and like paused. It was like,
It's also like, funny to be friendly about that. Be like, a little bit about me. Love the Eagles. So yeah. I like to do this. And also, I tell you I'm a Nazi.
Yeah, yeah, dude. There was like
pretty, wanna be friends?
There was pretty active fascism in Spain. Which is funny to hear people say it now here, because I've literally never met a single outward Nazi. I'm sure I've met a couple that were
inner Nazis.
Maybe hiding it, but I've never met one that was like, yo, check this out.
You think
burning
you think it's like almost like trans where there's guys who are like,
I can't wait to be a Nazi.
They just like they get home and they like slowly put on the fucking all like the stuff and like dress like Hitler and like
mirror.
If only the world would accept me.
Yeah,
possibly.
We used to make fun of my friend and said he had a Confederate flag in his room. Similar thing.
Yeah,
he'd be like, when you get home, you love that Confederate flag.
What'd he say?
He's like, I don't have a fucking Confederate flag.
He took pretty it down. Great. Also, too, I mean, I'm sure. It's like someone had to seen him hang it up. So his dad was probably like, hey, you got a kid, little stars and bars. And he's like, Dad, why'd you buy me a Confederate flag? You fucking asshole.
We're making progress, though. Society. I got Phil to admit that some Confederate statues should. I was like, just put them in a battlefield where they belong.
Yeah.
He's like, they're tearing down statues. Who decides that? I'm like, well, you know, if you're a black person that lives in like New Orleans and there's a Confederate general on every block.
Yeah.
It's like. Yeah, I'll just move it to a museum or a state park.
Might chap your ass.
He's like, they died. Those men, you're going to tell me they didn't die for a... And I was like, finish that.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, it wasn't the best cause. But they were still... And I was like, all right, so you don't
shame
keep...
they stood for something.
You don't keep fucking... You think in Germany they still have like, oh, here's Himmler. Yeah. Here's his statue. I mean, sure, he did some bad things.
Yeah, we're down at Himmler Square.
He was up to some not bad things, but I'll tell you what, he died honorably.
True. And at the end of the day, he, you know, he planned.
He fought hard. He was a good general.
He had a vision.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a.
So like, just put him. Look, I'm not.
But what about like a big statue rescue? You have him like, almost like a tiger park where, you just know, you have him, people come like, check him out. Like, yo, you want to go see like the Nazi statues? And I'm like, I'll check them out.
Yeah.
I got him.
Now, it is a slippery slope where it comes down to just like, hey, fucking Jefferson had slaves, take down all his shit, all that stuff. But. It's not a bad start to be like maybe Confederate generals.
Well, yeah, I can't
put them on the battlefield. That's it.
Well, what if they broke one of their thumbs while they toppled them? I guess you have to. What if you had to go repair the? What's a good like? What's a bad general?
A
nasty one. Who's one whose statue? If you saw, dude, you would fucking British bulldog.
I'd be like,
that
that's
right
a rough one.
Ground.
What's his name? It was he was the fucking Confederate cavalry. I think he started the Klan, kind of.
Was he a stat? Do you have a stat?
Lemaire, Jamie, could you look that up? Obviously, I know you don't fucking know. I didn't ask a fucking Dragon Ball Z character.
So there was a guy who was like basically...
He was a Confederate. I think he was also considered very talented.
In what?
Cavalry.
I thought he said like horseman. KKK. I thought he was a good KKK.
He's
pretty good though.
He was actually really good at beating the shit out. At first also, I mean, don't get me wrong. They always really had it out for the black people, but they really fucking hated Catholics too at the time. Really? Just saying, you know, we had it bad too. You don't hear us ball babying.
How would they catch you? They would see a dude in like an underarm tucked in, like an underarm or t-shirt tucked in, and be like, oh, it's a fucking Catholic.
They'd get Catholics, yeah. Yeah, something like that. Like drinking.
Yeah. Well, that's how
talking about Notre Dame. If somebody brought up Notre Dame football, they'd be like, string them up.
Like, why are you cheering for Notre Dame? You're yeah. You don't even live
there. Did you
go
there? It's like, my family's Catholic. Get him.
Dude, did you ever get into the cornbread mafia?
No.
So in Kentucky, there was these guys. They were Catholics.
Benjamin Buford Forrest.
Oh, General Forrest. I heard about that. Because
Forrest Gump in the movie was named after him.
General Forrest.
Yeah.
So we should ban Forrest Gump.
So technically, Gump. Yeah. I could be wrong on this.
Yeah.
I got to continue looking this up.
Well, no, there's definitely a ton of Southerners who were like, it was definitely an act of like, you know, defiance and strength. Like, I'm going to name you after one of the best generals in their Civil War.
Sure.
So Forrest started the
Lemaire. That's what you were named after, right? Lemaire Robert E. Lee. Lemaire E. Lee. What's your middle name?
Alan.
Ah, I thought it was going to start with an E.
Were you named after Alan Iverson? Excited. Were you named after Alan Iverson? That's a joke.
That's a joke. We're just goofing now. Were you named after Alan? Why'd you walk that back? Were you worried?
I'm just kidding.
Were you worried about the current climate?
No, I was just laughing. I was kidding. It was actually a meta joke. It was a kid about a kid.
So. Joshing about Joshing. Josh about Josh, and that's what it's all about. That's being a meta alt comic. Josh about Josh. I show my
Wow, there's the fucking.
Yeah. Meanwhile, when we do it, they don't get it.
What we Josh?
We Josh about like Joshing.
Yeah, true.
Somehow that's lost on everyone. When we're like, I don't like gay people. They're like, that he's serious now. It's like, no, we're making fun of it. Anyway,
that's funny.
No, I showed my niece. My niece is at the house, so the house is. My family's house is
chaos. You're sitcommed up.
It's fucking chaos, dude.
Full sitcom.
It is absolutely like the best sitcom ever. We've got every race covered. We are a sitcom family, except there's no, it's just fucking, dude, I've never, like, when everyone's in the same room, it's just a fight. The really? Whole fucking time. There's never peace.
What's the battle? You guys are a melting pot, dude,
People
of course.
People spaz constantly. Well, yeah, also, to be fair, there's a lot of, like, my sister, you know, mm-hmm. just had cancer surgery and she's like recovering from that. And it's just, you know, and she's not allowed to smoke.
Mm.
So there's that.
That sucks.
She's
like, that's a double whammy.
She's backdoor dealing, trying to get some jewel pods from people, trying to smuggle some jewel pods for her.
Some beaver pelts.
She does. Jewel pods have become beaver pelts. Phil found it.
Pod?
Yeah. There was a disaster.
Did you claim vape? You could have claimed
vape. I said, I'm out. I was.
You should have fell on that vape and died on it.
I was secretly supplying her with some jewels.
You were the connect. I was
the plug.
Did you up a little bit, or how much did you make? Did you tax her?
I was buying them for free for her.
What?
She was still giving me, but I was, now granted, nothing's for free. I was holding it over her head.
Obviously.
Like, if she gave me lip at all, I'd be like, you want me to tell everybody? And she'd be like, Shut up. Like, it's one of those. Oh. Like, if she, I'd be like, will you give me a drink? This is my sister who's recovering from cancer. I'd be sitting on a chair. I'd be like, I could use more water. She'd make her get it. No, I never made her do that.
Sure,
but,
sure. You power played it. Also, that's like you were saying, man, that's just the family dynamics, but it's like how quick these little power plays can happen in terms of like, you know, that's a good model.
Yeah.
Of like you get a little something over somebody and like, you know, it's just a human element.
Yeah. I'm never going to not hold that over. So like if she was like talking shit or like, hey, all right, perfect example. She's watching HGTV.
Sure. What show?
I was watching. So dude, they got me into it slightly. I was watching a show called Mountain Mamas.
Ooh.
And there's a blonde chick on there that does it for me. Now, a lot of people are going to look at that and I'll probably get called gay or something.
Why?
I don't know.
What's wrong with the mountain mama?
The Reddit's fucking.
Yeah, true.
Mountain mama. There's a blonde mountain mama I'm into. I'm gonna find her.
That's Reddit should be like.
She could be a lesbian. I could be wrong.
Doesn't matter. She might like you. It'd be funny. True. Reddit is like that. It's a gauntlet. You just run into a million tents of a guy like grabs your.
Yeah, and you have to just be like, I'll fuck anybody's girlfriend here. Yeah. You just have to be while you're getting hit. Be like, you guys are all actually gay. I'm not.
Some dude True. Sucks your finger and like fag. You're like, what the hell is going on?
That guy, I looked his username. He liked me last week. What happened? It's like, you said something I disagree with politically.
Yeah, fuck you.
Little vultures. But yeah, so let's say she's watching TV or something, and I come in, I'm like, we're gonna watch this.
Yeah.
That's something I can hold
on. Oh, she'll TV.
I'm not gonna like physically tax her or anything, but just like
a big come up for a little brother, dude. For a little brother to command the TV.
I got that when I'm
telling you. How long did it take you? That must have been years.
Fifth grade was when it all changed. Saw the Goldberg spear on TV, immediately brought that into my game around the house. Speared them, speared the fart knockers. That's what I've been calling. I've been calling my sisters the fart knockers the last couple of days. And it's, no one else thinks it's funny at all, but I say that they're having a home run race.
Yeah.
To see who can knock as many farts out of the park. This is slamming Sarah Sosa. I call my sister Fart McGuire.
Have they been crushing farts?
No, they haven't farted at all.
What?
I just keep calling them the fart knocking sisters.
Well, that's why they're not laughing, because they get caught. Well, you told me that initially, and I thought damn, Shane's sisters have been farting like crazy.
No, nobody's even knocking farts out of the park, but I'm just saying
you know what they're up to.
They're having a home run race of fart knock. This is like the summer of Sosa and McGuire. Slamming Sarah Sosa and fart McGuire.
Oh, my God.
So that's going on. And,
So how'd you capture the TV? Because obviously your dad, in terms of Chieftain, like has
full
say.
Still has that. Phil still has his chair. Like I'll literally be sitting in his chair. He'll come in and be like, get up.
Well, sports, as someone who doesn't really watch sports really ever.
Yeah.
It's like a pressure cooker. When someone comes down, they're like, yo, you don't have the game on? I'm like, am I supposed to have the game? What's going on?
Yeah,
what's happening? It's like,
you gotta have the game on.
Should I put it on? So like a sports watcher can easily, and they'll go to, if you're at a family party, they'll be like, why isn't the game on? What the hell is this? And they'll start building a little resistance where you're like, can you guys put on the Phillies so all my retarded uncles don't have autistic spasms right now?
Yeah. I'll give you that. Especially, I can't even imagine what you were watching. Fucking Ancient Aliens on Thanksgiving. It's like the Vikings are on. I'm watching Ancient Aliens.
It'd be like South Park. And they're like, what's this, a cartoon? Phillies playing the Nationals. And I'm like, fuck. And they're like, my dad's like, put the Phillies on.
But the sports, Phil has control of that. But the thing that really sucks is Phil, bets on sports.
Yeah.
So let's say Notre Dame's playing. I'm 100%. I need to watch everything on that. Mm-hmm. Need to watch the commercials.
Sure.
Can't even change because I don't want to. We're going to miss plays because Phil, while he's watching Notre Dame, let's say he has money on, fucking some Pac-12 bullshit.
Yeah.
I got to watch UCLA, Fresno State.
Dude, that'll give you a heart attack.
So Phil controlling the remote during football Saturdays is tough. And then what really sucks is betting people, especially, only watch NFL Red Zone.
Yeah,
like you're not even watching the foot. Like Red Zone, everybody's on Red Zone's dick.
Yeah,
because mostly it's people playing fantasy football and shit. But you can't. You gotta get a full grasp of the game.
You gotta see the whole game.
I gotta watch the birds, dude. I gotta see the birds start to finish. I gotta know what's going on.
You gotta see down one, two, three. You gotta see first through fourth down.
See touchdowns.
True. You're not a highlight.
All touching. I'm not a highlight. I want to see some 3 yard gains.
True. I'll
see who's doing what on the O line. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that. No, I heard that.
Big fucking, yeah.
Also, you can't get a grip of the game. You can't get a grip of the game if you're watching just the highlights. I mean, you can't appreciate the highlights if you're not seeing 3 yard, 2 yard,
there's no
negative 4 yard gains.
Negative 4 yard gains? That's crazy. Now we're talking sports.
I mean, dude, you want to talk about.
I'm so excited for sports to come back. That's another thing, dude. Boy, the NBA couldn't come back faster for this.
Yeah.
The CIA might be involved with the NBA to get them started again.
You think they're going to
quell these fucking protests?
You think so? Nobody goes. Nobody even goes.
LeMaire, you didn't like that. That's why he literally physically react to me saying that. He's like. No, it's true though. Not that.
You think they would hear like the referee whistle and the squeak of the sneaker and everything? It would just drop all the signs.
Here's the thing. Most of Antifa, I've noticed this.
Yeah.
A lot of white liberal pussies all got into the NBA the last like 5 years.
Of course.
Has anybody else noticed this?
You pointed it out to me, and yes, I
don't understand what it is, but somehow all the dorks have agreed that the NBA is the sport in the last couple of years. Mm. Maybe I'm missing something.
No, dude, you're right. You pointed it out to me, and I was like, you know.
I love the NBA. I've always liked it. But it's weird to see people who have literally never liked sports that the only thing they talk about now is the NBA.
True.
Anyway.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see what, you know, we'll see.
So I think that would take down Antifa and
BLM. So you need King James. You need King James to speak. Be like, come back.
King James has spoken, and he's a pretty strong activist. But
yeah,
if he's, you know, I'd rather watch him dunk.
You're saying you want the stuff to go back to normal, dude.
Than like police violence videos.
Yeah, you're saying you want the stuff to go back to normal.
Yeah, of course.
That's all you're saying.
I beg for normal. I beg for law and order.
You miss the harmony, and you're like, what will bring everyone together? Basketball.
It's like in the Philippines, if Pacquiao fights, crime drops like 40% that day. Just because he's fighting. I don't know.
Maybe.
That's not like a real theory. I'm just... What? What? What do you mean maybe?
I'm just watching.
That's true.
I'm watching me try to figure out how to...
Well, I'm just not sure what's wrong
I'm
with
I'm saying
us.
If you put on a basketball, maybe they stop knocking off and stop the bullshit.
Look, we need sports again.
I was just watching you try to... No, here's how I really...
That's how I mean it.
What I'm trying to say is at the end of the day, you got to distract these motherfuckers.
To distract the masses. That's it.
You just got to go. You got to stay at Caesar level, the top time, dude. Just be like, we need to sort of sway these masses with a distraction.
No, the protests all love the NBA. Everybody involved. Antifa and BLM love the NBA.
True.
You break out some tough NBA games. We're going to eliminate at least the people that are half-hearted in this.
Yes.
The people that are in for Instagram are staying home to watch the game.
There's going to be a lot of people even at least checking at the protest. But what are you looking at? Like, Pacers.
Suns. Huh? Suns, Trailblazers.
This is a fair point. It's a fair point. I mean, also, too, it is the perfect, you know, if it's like the best setting for a turnout.
See what I mean, though, LeBay? About the live stream?
Oh, yeah.
Before, he was like, you want to live stream this? I was like... I don't know. I think we're probably liable for some pretty bad takes considering the current climate. I think I got a couple bad takes in the system. That was one of them.
We need to be live.
Keep it rolling, bro.
You have to, bro. That's the problem. This is what chaps my fucking ass. I was thinking about this today while I was driving my car. No big deal. I basically reincarnated. My car got totaled and devastated.
Is now it still there?
I'm back. No, it's. I sold it to the junk guy for $150.
How long was it there?
Oh, dude, that car was there for like... 3 months, maybe 2-3 months.
It had to be more.
So I
really,
man,
oh yeah, no, never mind.
About three
never
or four mind. Months.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
When the person smashed my car, I hopped in it, and there's tow guys who are like, "Yo, I'll tow your car. Oh, I'll tow your car. I'll tow your car." I was like, "I don't feel like, oh, this is how cheap I am, dude." I was like, "It's like $175 plus storage for the days," and I was like, "I think I can drive this thing." It was total, dude. Airbags were deployed.
Yeah, Matt just left a destroyed car on our street.
Dude, so I did Terminator Salvation all the way straight up 33rd Street.
Yeah, it was nice of you, though.
It was going, this car could have fucking blown up. But in my head, I was like, I'm not giving Lou Blum $150 fucking bucks. I'll fucking die before I do that. I beached it up in 24-hour parking. Someone bought it. But now, that was the 08 Civic. Now I'm in the 2010. Me and Brittany had the same exact car. Hers was 2 years younger than mine. Now it's like that car got totaled. We got a new car. Now I'm just back in the same old fucking car. But anyway, sorry. So that's not the point of what this story was. So
I know what you're getting at.
Yeah, it's Groundhog's Day. But we're driving. No, I'm driving. And dude, I got so hung up on my fucking thing. I totally forgot. Oh, so this is the whole thing now. So, you know, you're talking, we're here, we're talking, bullshitting. And the whole idea is now there's you know, a ecosystem of people online trying to find little moments of like things that are said that are like, oh, this could be construed or like, here, like as if like that's like, you know, everyone's doing their thing and then they say something and it's like, here's my essence and life force and like, this is my genetic code.
Like, I've really thought about this more than just 1 second before I said it.
I'm thinking as I'm talking.
Yeah.
But, and then it's like, you know, then you get people who now do a thing where it's like, oh, what are you worried about? Free speech? And it's like, where do you think feminism came from, you fucking dickhead? Like, it wouldn't have came, feminism wouldn't have been a thing unless people could be like, I got a crazy idea, but check me out, dude.
So you're turning me against free speech.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, no, it rules. It's awesome. But
no, it gave way to just people being like, women are, they should be on the battlefield too.
This girl has a mohawk.
Someone should have slapped the first. Yeah.
But no, that's.
First person be like, women should fight. Be like, you're out.
Well, this is the thing. You have people laughing, being like.
No, I like broads in the military.
I mean, They have a tough one. Stats aren't looking good.
Stats are rough.
You continue to take the pirate map. You're a natural
exactly
plunderer.
Where it was, dude. This fucking weight isn't touching the pirate. You're just shifting the pirate map. No one's since this has been placed. It hasn't
actually
moved.
As long as I'm closer to the X, I'm fine. I'm the X on the map.
It's unbelievable that you're worried about the pirate map's location.
But yeah, dude, it is. I thought about that today to be like, free speech. You're trying to throw me off my game, dude.
No, dude.
Worried about free speech.
Are you a free speech guy? Yeah.
Are you a big free speech guy?
Well, that's the thing, though. Free speech has been pirated.
By who?
By a lot of like whites, like right wing.
Yeah, but it's also the reason we're not like seeing a chick driving to Acme in a Zuzu rodeo and fucking beating the shit out of her. The fact that a lady over there could be like, hey, guys, just hear me out. And they'd be like, all right, I can see that. Rather than like, you're fucking just, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You shouldn't be able to get hit for words.
You got to be able to take the good with the bad, dude. And be like,
of course.
For sure. For sure. Of course. But if you go to any other country, there has to be the equivalent of something like a neo-Nazi there. Of a dude who's like, no, guys, here's the deal. We're actually the best.
No, I told you about Spain.
Yeah, exactly. Or even
just
like
Nazis. They
even
just
if even
Nazis.
Yeah.
Or if you, dudes that are still fascists.
Even if you didn't have Nazis or dudes who even knew what Nazis were, there's gonna be a dude who's like, I figured it out. We're the best.
Yeah, we're actually
the best ones. It's like it's the fact that they're like free speech is contributing to this raised idea of racism. It's like, I don't know, dude. I don't think it does.
Yeah, I agree. I agree entirely.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think it does. Nor do I think you want that guy just being like,
it's the same, dude.
Tick, tick, tick.
Here's
tick,
what
tick.
It is. It's the exact same thing that I'm speaking for myself here, get held up on because I hate the people that support certain things so much that I'll be like, no, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want them to win.
Sure.
It's the same way for the left being like, well, free speech sometimes isn't good. It's like, no, you just don't want them to be right.
Sure.
Because free speech is obviously very important.
True.
It's the same thing.
No, it is.
People just sit there like, well, it leads to Nazis, though. It's like, yeah, it does. It also leads to, like, aviation.
Well, so does also
it leads to good ideas.
Also, so non-free speech leads to Nazis, too. You can totally non-free speech your way into being a Nazi. You can also non-free speech your way into not being able to not be a Nazi. If that's even... I might have just Nazi'd myself. Excuse me.
Are you a Nazi?
Not being able to not be a Nazi. It's like if I cannot, I don't know. The world will never.
Either way.
Just a little pictogram for you guys.
Yeah, I used the wrong thing too. I said free speech led to aviation. So
what did?
Nothing. I just said something stupid.
I think it did, dude.
Some guy was like, we should fly. And someone's like, what do you fucking
say? Some guy was like, at first.
But Mary, you're fired. Stop dropping shit.
Some guy probably said exactly what Kel said. They would be like, at first I was afraid. And they're like, I think I could fly these cans in the sky.
I was afraid
of breaking down. Like, what are you saying, Orwell? What are you saying? He's like, if I can do it. Sorry. All right.
Man, I remember as a kid just fucking loving that song so much.
Still do.
Still, I mean... It was right when Space Jam came out. I fucking loved that song.
Yeah.
Anyway.